Sooner we'll be done now with the troubles of this world. Troubles of this world, troubles of this world. Sooner we'll be done now with the troubles of this world. Going home to live with God. Sooner we'll be done now with the troubles of this world. Troubles of this world, troubles of this world. Sooner we'll be done now with the troubles of this world. Going home to live with God. Sooner we'll be done now with the troubles of this world. Troubles of this world, troubles of this world. Sooner we'll be done now with the troubles of this world. Going home to live with God. Sooner we'll be done now with the troubles of this world. Troubles of this world.
When we have a friend who's covered with a load of care. We should never be discouraged when we take it to the Lord in prayer. Some things we have not because we ask not. When we have a friend who cares, when we're weak and heavy laden, covered with a load of care.
For health and strength, for giving peace in the midst of sorrow.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
I'll lift thine eyes and give you praise. Your sweet love casts on my light than a thousand rainbows. For through your love I found more strength than I have ever. Ooh.
Good morning, everyone.
Getting a little emotional, and I don't usually do that, but
that's all right.
This has kind of been a trying week. I don't really speak. And it comes and goes, but you know, there's a lot. So many things that happened this week. I had my niece was brutally murdered, gang raped and strangled and beaten and thrown off a cliff. You know, 18 years old. You know, we had a funeral yesterday for another 18-year-old at the church. You know, a couple of days is the 3-year anniversary of my father's death. I had a cold, like the devil was just sending stuff, all kinds of stuff. And
sing it out.
I don't know. So this song is just so much right now. Just to be here, and it's just a privilege to just be, wake up and be alive. So I'm sorry.
Come on, Sharon.
That's why I praise you.
That's right.
Say amen again, church. Thank you.
Come on, Elder. Amen.
Lovely choir for that powerful number.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And my sister, I enjoy that testimony. It's a wonderful thing to be able to come to the house of the Lord. Open up your heart. It's all right. It's all right. The hour is late, but I do want to open up this scripture just a wee bit. Just a wee bit, and then we're going to go into another prayer. Let's just look at this text that was read today quickly. Matthew, the 9th chapter. Verse 1, reading, so he got into a boat, reading from the New King James Version, crossed over and came to his own city. Then behold, they brought him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. Your sins are forgiven you. I just wanted to reflect, since today is our prayer ministry day, many times we talk about being delivered from sin, being delivered from an issue that we're having. We want deliverance. And many times we don't realize that before we get any type of deliverance,
come on. Yes.
Notice what Jesus did. Calm the man down and said, listen, be of good cheer. And then he says, thou sins are forgiven.
Amen. Amen.
Thou sins are forgiven. Why don't you just pray with me just for a moment. Father,
yes, Lord.
Open up this text a little bit more. Hide me, Father, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Many of us can be released today.
Hallelujah.
Many of us are dealing with issues today that are impeding our deliverance. I want to cut through a lot of this because we don't have time. And I realize that deliverance doesn't come quickly sometimes. It can take months, even years, to work through deliverance. Sometimes God delays his deliverance to teach us a lesson. Like he did Job. God may use the affliction as an opportunity to teach a person something about his glory or about some spiritual truth the person needs to know. Some people are slower to learn than others. And another reason for this delayed deliverance that we're looking for in our lives, some of us have hooks that may be present in our lives. And some of you think hooks is that thing at the end of Captain Hook's arm, but that's not the hooks that I'm talking about. Hooks are these behaviors and circumstances, these attitudes and ideas and these emotional attachments that allow the devil to hang on to a person's life. Some of us have come in here with hooks.
Yeah.
Some of these hooks that Satan has in our lives that allow him to hook on to us some of these are sexual sins, or adultery, pornography, homosexual sins, living together without marriage, other sinful lifestyles. I don't have time to make it pretty this morning. I'm just going to go right to the point. These hooks that the devil has are rebelliousness, or a spirit of disobedience against some church teaching that you have. Gossiping, selfishness, lack of compassion or love towards others. These are Satan's hooks. These emotional attachments. Unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, hopelessness, despair. Hooks. And we're impeding our deliverance today. If any of these hooks remain in our lives, in order for us to find that freedom that we want, that divine deliverance that God has for us, we need to remove the hooks in our lives. Any hook in our life can be the excuse the demons use to hang on to us. Searching for these hooks sometimes can be very difficult. They can be very painful for us, emotionally painful for us. In other instances, God may allow the devil to bother us as a test of our faith. Even though we have done nothing, and others have done nothing to cause the trouble. I said earlier, it happened to Job. There are also instances in which God may deny our requests for deliverance for our own good. Paul speaks of his own trials in this area. He says to keep me, in 2 Corinthians 12, he says to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment thee. And remember, Paul asked God three times. He pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But Jesus says, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in your weakness, Paul. Therefore, I boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. We need to get rid of those hooks in our lives this morning so we could receive the deliverance that God wants to give us. Another thing we need to know is who we are in Christ. God paid an expensive price for us. Some of us don't realize who we are in Christ. But I'm going to tell you who you are. You want to know who you are? Some of you came in here, you don't know who you are in Christ. We're valuable to Christ. Who you are. I have been adopted as God's child. Amen. I am a child of God. God is my heavenly Father. Amen. I am a child of God and one in Christ. Amen. I am an heir of God since I am a child of God, Galatians 4:6. I am joint heir with Christ, sharing his inheritance with him. I'm united to the Lord and I am one spirit with him, 1 Corinthians 6 chapter. I've been bought with a price. I belong to God, 1 Corinthians 6:19. I am a member of Christ's body. I am a fellow citizen with the rest of God's family, Ephesians. I am a member of God's household. I am Christ's friend. This is what you are. Amen. I'm an expression of the life of Christ because he is my life. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved, Colossians 3:12. I'm a new creation. I am a saint. I have access to God through the Holy Spirit. I am qualified to share the inheritance of the saints. I am redeemed. I have fullness of life in Christ. I am secure. I am in Jesus and thus free from condemnation. I cannot be separated from the love of God. I have established, anointed, and sealed by God. I am hidden with Christ in God. I am a child of light and not of darkness. I am confident that the good work that God has begun in me will be perfected. I am a citizen of heaven, Philippians 3:20. I have not been given a spirit of timidity or fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I am born of God, and the evil one, the devil, cannot touch me unless I let him or unless God allows it. I am significant. I'm the salt and light of the earth. Matthew 5:13. I am a branch of the true divine, a channel of Christ's life. I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear his fruit. I am a holy partaker of a heavenly calling, Hebrews the 3rd chapter. I am a partaker of Christ. I share in his life. I am a personal witness of Christ. I am a temple, a dwelling place of God. His spirit and his life dwell in me. I am reconciled to God. I am a messenger of conciliation. I am God's co-worker. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly realm. I am God's workmanship, his handiwork, born anew in Christ to do his work. I may approach God with freedom and confidence. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things. I am one of God's living stones being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. I'm a member of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. I am an alien, a stranger in this world in which I temporarily live. I am an enemy of the devil, 1 Peter 5:8. I am a child of God, and I will resemble Christ when he returns. I am his trusting arms. I am secure knowing that God is not a liar, but he keeps his promises. I am promised God's grace and mercy to help me in time of need. I am promised that God will not allow me to be tempted beyond my strength. I am promised that God will always provide me a way of escape from temptation. Hallelujah. I am promised that all things work together for good. I am promised that I will be cleansed of sins when I confess. I am promised victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I am promised eternal life when I remain in God's friendship. I am not the great I am, but by God's grace, I am what I am. Thank you, Lord, for what I am in Christ. Help me to realize all that I am so that I may glorify you in all the ways of my life. Amen and amen. You are somebody in Jesus Christ. God wants us to remove those hooks in our lives, so he can give us the full deliverance that he wants to give us. First, we need to be forgiven. Like he said to the paralytic. And I could just hear Jesus in his own sweet voice tell him, be of good cheer. Thy sins are forgiven. He did this for more than one reason. There are those that were there during that time that didn't believe that Jesus could forgive sins. See, all they knew was the Old Testament teaching that God was the only one that could forgive sins. But Jesus says, no, no, no. I can forgive sins. I not only can forgive sins, I can tell this man to get up and walk. So he told the man to rise, take up that bed, and walk. I am the resurrection and the life. Man got up and walked. Some of us need to be forgiven. Some of us need to forgive ourselves so that we can receive this complete deliverance. God is waiting to deliver us. But he wants to forgive us of our sins first. We must confess our sins to God. Daily confess our sins. Some of us are holding things in our lives. Hurts and pains that have happened years ago. And we've taken the key and locked the door. And we think those things have gone away, but there's stuff seeping out all up under the door, coming out, smelling. We need to trust Jesus. We need to take Jesus by the hand and say, please go with me to that door. Open that door with me. That door to the things that have hurt me. Help me. Go with me into that door. And clean out that closet of hooks that I have. Jesus says, I'll do it. I'm waiting to give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me. Learn of me. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Hallelujah. He's waiting. He's waiting for us. This time I want to do another prayer. I want you to bow your heads. You know, we can be delivered from our trials and tribulations, our problems that we're having, but God can't do it until we're forgiven. We've got to clear out things first. He's waiting. But we backed ourselves up because we got these hooks in our lives. Things that we shouldn't be involved in. Friends that we shouldn't be associated with. Sexual sins that we're involved with. Living together unmarried.
Preach it.
Just saying like it is.
Yes.
God is trying to save us. Have to get these hooks out of our lives. So as we bow our heads and pray this morning, I'm going to ask God to remove the impediments, remove the roadblocks so he can have free access to our lives and so we can enjoy the freedom that we deserve as children of God. So, Father, now as we approach you, and even in this appeal, Father, I pray that those who are under the sound of my voice may be touched by your Holy Spirit, that we might remove all sin from our lives, known and unknown, subconscious and conscious, Lord. Holy Spirit, bring them to our memory. Maybe it's somebody who we haven't forgiven. We haven't forgiven ourselves. There are things in our lives that we know we shouldn't be involved in. And today, this prayer ministry day, Father, I ask that you cover us. If I can be a spokesman, if I can be a mediator for you, Lord, forgive them, Jesus. Forgive them, Lord. Cleanse your people today, Father. Remove the sin in their lives. Remove those things that we are attached to, that feel good to us. Remove them, Father. And I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus to take his hands off our children. Take his hands off of our young people, Father. Take his hands off of those who have doubts about this church. Those who are struggling with the desires of their emotions, Father. In the name of Jesus.